Edius, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 1-4, and the next three Mishnayos are really fascinating because they are essentially meta-Mishnayos, meaning they're Mishnayos about how the Mishnah works, the Mishnah reflecting on itself, which is fascinating. So, since in the previous Mishnah we had said that Hillel reported a certain tradition, but then according to many Peshatim, he essentially abandoned that position and went with the tradition of these two weavers. And previously, we also had the two Mishnahs before that, certainly, where we said Hillel and Shammai had opinions, but the rabbis rejected them. So the Mishnah wants to know, what was the purpose of mentioning Hillel and Shammai in the first place? Is it just to embarrass them? I mean, they're overruled, so why are we dredging that up? Says the Mishnah, V'lama mazkirin es divrei Shammai v'Hillel levatala. Why are you even bringing up the names of Hillel and Shammai for, like, levatala, for no good reason? Lelamed ledoras habayim, says the Mishnah, it's to teach the future generations, shelo yehe adam omen al devarav, that a person shouldn't be set in his ways, shouldn't be dogmatic, shouldn't be, you know, just stand up for what he thought and not be prepared to move from his opinion. Sheharei avos ha'olam lo amdu al devrehen, because you see that even like the greatest men of our tradition, avos ha'olam, literally the fathers of the world, right, the people, the pillars of the universe, they weren't stuck in their ways. They were prepared to be prepared to move. So the simplest reading of this is the previous mention that if you learn that Hillel and Shammai had traditions, but they essentially abandoned them in the face of a tradition of two people, you know, the Bezdin heard the testimony of two witnesses, that establishes a halachic fact. You have these two witnesses, the Gardim, the weavers from Shar Ashpos, from Dung Gate, they testified this tradition, and Hillel and Shammai recanted. They backed down. So you see, they themselves backed down to teach you person should be ready to be willing to back down. There are those who learn that Hillel and Shammai themselves weren't the ones who backed down, but rather the rabbis, I mean the rest of the Beis Din, even though they're aware that Hillel and Shammai, the great Hillel and Shammai, had certain said whatever they said, since we have two kosher witnesses testifying about a tradition, we accept that tradition and it overrules Hillel's tradition. Hillel, even if he, you know, said hin, just like his Rebbe said hin, Shmaya Natalia, but these two weavers say the tradition according to Shmaya of Shemayin of Talion is not like that, and we accepted that. So the point is that the rabbis who were considering the case, if you will, went with the lowly weavers instead of the, you know, the lofty Hillel and Shammai themselves to teach you again. A person has to be sort of flexible and not dogmatic. I'll just add that my Rebbe Rav Yitzhak Berkowitz always pointed out that one of the Targ mitzvahs is that the badim, the staves that are there to move the Aron, like from the Mishkan and the Chumash, one of the Targ mitzvahs is that you may not remove those staves, those staffs, the handles, which is strange, in as much as if sort of the whole Mishkan is revolving around the Aron where the Luchos are, etc. So then we should just why can't you remove the carrying sticks? It's not going to be carried. It's if anything's fixed, that's fixed. And the answer is, the Torah won't tell you to be ready to move for the sake of truth. You can't be locked into your position. And that's really the simple understanding here of our Mishnah, to warn a person not to be so convinced he's right, but rather to be open to truth and hearing new ideas, and to be open to changing your mind and changing your position if the evidence and the truth demands it.